Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Zayin. We are holding on Daf Vav Amud Beis. We are about 5 lines from the end of the page. Va'amar Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him so much for the continued sponsorship. So we're holding again on the bottom of Hamud Beis. We were going through a whole bunch of different statements that were made by Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna, and that's how these couple of dapim go. It's just an association of different statements made by the same Amora. So we're going to have the fifth and sixth statements of Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna on Daf Vav Amud Beis. Then when we get to Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, it's just going to be a list of 5 different statements made by Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, and that's going to be the entire Amud Aleph is going to be taken up by the 5 different statements by Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, and we're going to have a lot of different comments, different interesting topics that come up in those statements about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens for when Hashem davens, how to deal with a person who's angry, who has a temper, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever gets angry, things that that Moshe Rabbeinu requested from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how to deal with the issue of Tzadik Viralo and Rasha Vitovlo, such major philosophical topics like that. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to have the entire Amud Beis is 8 different statements of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. So as it works out, it comes out that each Amud is a different Amora. So and among the things that Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai talks about is Shema Garim, the meaning of different names that come up in Tanakh and how they indicate what a person accomplishes in life. It's also going to talk about when it's appropriate and not appropriate to start up with Rishayim, to taunt Rishayim. The Gemara is also going to go back to a brief discussion of being Koveya Makom Litvilaso, and we're going to talk a little bit about Shimush Talmidei Chachamim and Gadol Shimusha Yoser Milimuda. So we have our work cut out for us. Let's begin. Anyone who has Yir Shemayim is going, his words are going to be heard. What does the pasuk add when it says Kizek Ala Adam? The whole world is created for the benefit of Zeh, of this person, so that this person could be created, meaning the Yirei Hashem. Rabbi Abba Barkana Amar Shokul Zeh Kneged Kol Olam Kulo. That this person corresponds, if you put the whole rest of the world on one side of the scale, this one is as important as the whole rest of the world, meaning the person who has Yir Hashemayim. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai Omer, V'Armi La Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma Omer, Kol Olam Kulo Lo Nivra El Letzavos L'Zeh. That everybody else is props on the stage of this fellow. That this fellow who has Yir Hashemayim, he's the main actor, everyone else is just props around him. They're just there to keep him company. But that's what the world was created for the Yirei Hashem. V'am Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna, the sixth statement of Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna, Kol She'odeh V'chaveru Shu Rag Yelitin Lo Shalom, if you know that somebody else always greets you, Yaktim Lo Shalom, you should try to greet him first. Shenemar Pakei Shalom V'rad Fehu V'im Nasan Lo V'lo Hechzir Nikra Gazlan, and if you give him Shalom and he doesn't return Shalom, so he's called the Gazlan. Shenemar V'atem Bi'artem V'atem how does it go? V'atem Bi'artem HaKerem G'zeilu Sa'ani B'vatechem or Gazla Sa'ani B'vatechem, that it says if you had stolen from a poor person. So this is stealing from a rich person is also considered Gazela. But Gazela Sa'ani is when the person doesn't even have anything to steal from him, but by not being Meshav al Shlomo, you're stealing from the Ani. Normally you can't steal from an Ani because he doesn't have anything, Rashi points out. But by not being Meshav Shalom, that's how one could accomplish stealing from an Ani. So that's the end of all the statements of Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna. Now on the top of Zayin Amud Aleph, we're going to begin the 5 different statements of Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Minayin Shekodesh Baruch Hu Mispalel, how do we know that HaKodesh Baruch Hu davens, that Hashem Himself davens? Shenemar, Vav Yossi Malar Kachi V'simachtim Beveis Tfilasi. Hashem says that you should be Misamech Beveis Tfilasi, in the house of my Tfilah. Tfilasam Lo Nemar, doesn't say their Tfilah, the Tfilah of the Jewish people, Ela Tfilasi. Mikan Shekodesh Baruch Hu Mispalel. So you see from there that Hashem Himself actually davens. My matzli, what would be the content of Hashem's tefillah? He doesn't need to ask for parnasa, he doesn't need to ask for refuah. What's the Kodesh Baruch Hu davening about? So Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav, Yehi Ratzon Milfanai, Sheyichpishu Rachmi Yaskaasi, V'yagolu Rachmi Al Midosai, V'esnagim B'ni B'midas Rachmim, V'akonislam Lefnim Yishur HaSadin. His tefillah is that he should treat Klal Yisrael Yisrael with midas harachmim, that he should treat his children, the Jewish people, with a sense of rachmim and go lefnim mishuras hadin, beyond what we actually deserve. Tanya Amra Bishmol ben Elisha. So the Braisa confirms this based on an experience of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha that was made famous by Avram Fried. Says one time I went to be Maktir Ktores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And I saw a Katriel Ka Hashem Tzvakos. Now what in the world does that mean? Who did he see? A Katriel or Ka Hashem Tzvakos? A Katriel sounds like the name of a Malach, right? Michael, Gabriel, right? These are Malach type of names. A Katriel sounds like a name of a Malach, but then he says it's Ka Hashem Tzvakos, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Shu Yoshev al Kisei Ram Benisa, that he was sitting on Kisei. That's the description the Navi Yeshayahu has of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Maisa Merkava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev al Kisei Ram Benisa. So what does this mean, HaKasriel? So it's a major discussion in the Rishonim over here. A number of the Gaonim say that HaKasriel has to be the shame of a Malach, and the Ramami Panu says, yeah, it meant that HaKasriel is the Malach that's so close that when you see him, you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there. So, but you can't see Hashem. No one could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, we're going to see later on the daf, only sees the Kesher Shel Tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can't see Hashem, but Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was able to see HaKasriel, and therefore he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nearby. Yoshev Al Kiso, Ram Benisa. Ay, Hashem, what does it mean? Hashem is nearby. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is... wow, a lot of Jewish music today. Hashem is truly everywhere. But nevertheless, there's a higher concentration of Hashem's Hashchina, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Al Kiso, Ram Benisa. In other tshuvas from Gaonim, they say that HaKasriel is not one of the Malachim, but it's the or of the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Me'ahod HaGadol, and he saw some, meaning it's a reference to the glean of the shine that you see that emanates, that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was able to see, that emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, he saw something. V'amali Shmuel ben Ibarcheni, the voice he heard, everyone seems to agree, is the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yishmael b'ni, give me your bracha. Amarti lo, Yihir atzom lefanecha, Sheyichpashu rachamecha eskascha, V'yagolu rachamecha al midosecha, V'tisnaigim b'anecha b'midas harachamim, V'tikaris lam lefnim yishuras hadin. That he gave him a bracha, exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens for. That you should treat Klal Yisrael with rachamim, that you should go lefnim yishuras hadin, in the way you treat Klal Yisrael, v'nena li b'rosho, and he shook his head, that was a good bracha. What it means to be mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a troubling thing. What exactly does that mean, to give a bracha that something should happen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides everything that happens. So some say bracha is a lashon of ribui, that when you say bracha, it doesn't necessarily mean what we call a blessing, but it means that something of plenty. So he was saying that there should be more rachmim, that was the bracha, but not that he was wishing it upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Gemara seems to understand the Kepshuta Kamashmal, and the Gemara says, and this teaches us an important lesson, V'Kamashmalon Shalote Birch Sedyot Kalabeinecha, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciated the bracha of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, so you see that even a Birchas Hedyot should be taken very seriously. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha wasn't a Hedyot, Klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was a Hedyot. It means that even if there's someone on a lower level is giving a bracha to someone on a higher level, that should be taken seriously as well. That's also something that's meaningful. In the Cheshek Shlomo, in the back of the Gemara, he says, you know, there's a Gemara in Megillah that derives this notion of Alte Birchas Hedyot Kalabe Einecha from much earlier sources than Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Megillah Daf Tezvav, it says, Al Tei Birch Sedet Kal Be'enecha, Shai Shnei Gedolei Ador Birchum Shnei Adiotos V'Niskayma Be'en, and David and Daniel. So we learn it from way earlier in history. We learn it from David and we learn it from Daniel. So he quotes from one of the great Talmidei Chachamim, Di'imei Hasam Lo Shamina Raktim Kvar Birch Lo Yeh Abracha Kal Be'enav. That from the Gemara Megillah, we just learn that once a Hedyot gives you a bracha, that you shouldn't treat it lightly, you should take it seriously, but not to go around asking a hedyot for a bracha. But from the mice of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, we see that it's kedai even to be mevakesh a bracha from a hedyot, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Yishmael b'ni parcheni. So apparently it's worthwhile to go out and look for a bracha from a hedyot. Question is it worthwhile for a bracha to be going, for a hedyot to be going around giving brachos, right? That's a uh, that's not so pashut. The Pnei Yeshua writes that this whole idea is that if a hedyot is mevarech you, you shouldn't be mezalzel in it because it could be that there's some toeles that comes from it. But if a hedyot runs around giving everybody brachos, he opens up shop, he's going to get. He says that's yuara, that's absolute arrogance and that's ridiculous. A hedyot shouldn't be doing such a thing. The Netziv is mechadesh that birchas hedyot lo tiyakala is only by brachos of gayim. He says that's what, but when a bracha, you know, over here it's different because over here you're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the whole thing is obviously Birchas Hedyot. But whenever a Jew is blessing another Jew, no matter who the person giving the blessing is, we would never even call that a Birchas Hedyot. You can't even call that a Birchas Hedyot. There are no two Jews that are so far apart from each other that one would be considered a Hedyot klape the other one. That's why in both cases, in Gemara Megillah, it's by a non-Jew, and when it comes to over here, it's a very holy Jew, but it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu on the other end. How do we know you shouldn't try to appease a person at the moment when he's very angry? Sometimes you got to give a person time to cool down before you try to calm him down, before you try to talk to him. Kadosh Baruch says to Moshe, wait until my angry face goes away, and then we'll discuss. Wait a second, is there such a thing that Hashem has anger? Absolutely. D'tanya v'kel zoim b'chol yom. Hashem gets angry every single day. V'kama za'amo, how long does his anger last? Rega, it lasts a rega. V'kama rega, how long is a rega? Echad mechameshas riba u'shmona salaf u'shmona meos u'shmona u'shmona b'sha'a. 158,888th of an hour is the rega of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the moment of his anger. V'zui rega. V'enkel b'ri u'chol l'chavi no s'sha'a chutz mi bilam arasha. And no one is able to identify that exact millisecond of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger other than bilam arasha. That was his koach, that he knew how to identify that moment in time. D'chsiv vei v'yodea das elyon, because it says about Bilam, that he knew the Das Elyon, he knew the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. So Hashem Das Behemtolav Yad, the Das Elyon have Yad. This is a man who was outsmarted by his donkey, and we're going to say that this person knows Das Elyon. What does it mean? He knows Das Elyon. El Melamit Shay Yodei Lechavin Os Shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kois. But it means he knew that moment. V'Hainu Damelu Navi Yisrael, and that's why the Navi says to the Jewish people, Ami Zechor Nama Yad Spalach Melech Moav, My Leman Das Tzidkos Hashem. What does it supposed to mean when it says Leman Das Tzidkos? That Hashem is reminding us how righteous he was toward us, in that the entire time that Bilam was trying to curse us, Hashem held himself back from that moment of anger. He didn't have that moment of anger. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu gone through his normal schedule of that 1 millisecond of anger on those day, on any of those days that Bilam was trying to curse us, the Jewish people would have been totally wiped out. And that's why Bilam says to Balak, Ma ekov lo kavakel, ma ezom lo za'am Hashem. Meaning he was surprised that lo kavakel, lo za'am Hashem, that Hashem wasn't getting angry, that Hashem wasn't cursing. Because every day there was that moment and it just wasn't happening. That's what went wrong in Bilam's plan. So you see that the entire time he didn't get angry. The kamazamo, how long is Hashem's anger? Rega, it's a rega. The kamarega, how long is a rega? The amount of time it takes to say the word, meaning it's very, very fast. How do I know Hashem gets angry for a rega? Shnemar ki rega biapo chayim biritzono. Or we learn from the following. Chavi kimat rega ad yavar zam. The chakik kimat chavi. I can't see that chavi kimat. I think it's chavi, right? Yeah, so Chavi Kimat Rega Ad Yavar Zam, the Zam will pass in a Rega, the Emas Ratach, and what is the timing, when is it that Hashem gets angry? Am Rabbi Bahanach Tal Shoy Kamaisa, in the first 3 hours of the day, Ki Chivra Karbarto De Tarnagola, when the comb of the Tarnagol becomes white, V'koy Yachad Kara, and he stands on 1 foot. Says the Gemara, you ever see a Tarnagol? Kol Shaita V'Shaita Nami Koy Yachi. It often stands on 1 foot, so what does that mean? It's only for a regular. No, kol shaita is Shuriki Sumki. Whenever else it stands on one foot, it always has red streaks. But he shaita less be Shuriki Sumki. But at that one moment, there are no red streaks. It's pure white. So there is that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. It's important to point out, Tosfos over here says, well, wait a second, what exactly was Bilaam's plan? He was going to give this great curse of the Jewish people that was going to last a grand total of 158,888th of an hour. What's he going to say in that amount of time that could possibly be impactful? So Tosfos has two answers. One answer Tosfos says is, Yesh Lomar Kalei. He could say Kalei. It's just three letters in Hebrew, and it means wipe them out entirely. So it could be that was his plan. Or Tosfos says that maybe he was only planning on being maschil the klala ba'os v'sha'a, beginning his curse at that point in time, but in Echinami, the curse would have continued past that point in time, and everything goes basar the haschala. The timing of it is based on when it begins. So that's the famous comment that the Yira Kadosh has. It's quoted by the Eretz Tzvi, by the Kazhuk Lavar Gon. He says that we can be melamed zechus on those who begin davening mincha at the very end of the Zman, before the Shkia, let's say. Let's say you hold Shkia as the very last moment you could have a mincha, so they daven mincha 1 minute before Shkia, but they daven mincha for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. So most of their mincha is way after Shkia. How could they get away with something? Say something like that? So says the Yira Kadosh, it's based on this Tosfos. The Tosfos says that the beginning of, as long as you start within Zman, it all goes basa the haschala. It all goes based on the time you start. It does not seem that we paskin like that lahalacha. The Mechaber paskins in Siman Reish Lamed Beis imashah dechuka. If let's say you're running late and you're not going to be able to say all of Chazar Sashatz before Shkia, yispalu belachas v'acharkach yomer shliach tzibur magen u'mechaya v'yana kedusha u'mesaya makela kadosh imein shus biyom ligmar yurches brachas. If you're not going to be able to say all Shmoneh Esrei, that's when you do what they call a haicha kedusha. You don't say a full Chazar Sashatz. So when do we sacrifice Chazaras Hashatz? We'd rather sacrifice Chazaras Hashatz than sacrifice the Zman. That's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. But the Yid HaKadosh gives this explanation based on our Tosfos that maybe if you start within the Zman, it would be good enough against what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan also holds you're allowed to be mekatzer the Chazar Shatz in order to finish within the Zman. The Beis Yosef he writes that this was only that the whole idea of being mekatzer Chazar Shatz of doing the Hecha Kedusha is only by Mincha, that we don't find such a thing by Shachris. There are communities in the world that do it by Shachris as well, but you don't commonly see it being done by Shachris. There may be other reasons for that. Maybe Smich School of Tfila reasons or other reasons that they don't do that, but by Mincha it's something that is somewhat commonly, probably too commonly done, because that's the case. The Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to do it if you're otherwise going to miss this man, but Stam, because there's like a Chasna Heter, you had a Chasna, so there's no Chazar Shatz. There's no such rule that there's no Chazar Shatz just because you had a Chasna or you're otherwise busy. Disney World, no Chazar Shatz. Mehechidesi, there's no Chazar Shatz at Disney World. I don't know, there are no such Heter that I know of. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Hahut Stuki. So first one line is Sumki, about 8 lines into the wide lines. Hahut Stuki. Dav Bishavusi Rabbi Shua ben Levi. There was a Stuki in the neighborhood of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Have a commentary leituva b'krayi, and used to chaper him all the time. Used to bother him with psukim and asking all sorts of questions. Yom Echad Shakel Tarnagola v'ukme ben Kari da Arsa va'ayen bay. So one time he took a tarnagola and he put it between the feet of his bed and he was looking at it. He was waiting for that moment of the za'am of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the tarnagola was going to stand on one foot and the crop would be totally white. So Savar Kimata he shaita alatya. He figured, I'll get that moment, then I'll curse this Suki and he'll leave me alone. So Kimata he shaita Nayim. And when that moment finally came, he had dozed off. He had fallen asleep waiting. So Amr Shmamina Lavarachar Lemevin Hachi. It must be that it's a Simon Mishamayim, that it's not proper to behave in this way, to try to curse someone. Virachma Vulkoma Asav Ksiv. Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachma is al kol ma'asav. Uksiv gamen rosh tzadik lo tov. A tzadik shouldn't be going around causing other people onesh. Tanu mishpeder amir b'shar shacham zorachas kol ma'achli mizrach amar of manichem kisrayim brashem mushtach v'mlechama miyad koyis hakadosh baruch hu. A different version of when hakadosh baruch hu gets angry is when all the other kings put on their crowns and they use all of this cover that they have to be over of a desire to be mushtach v'mlechama. That causes hakadosh baruch hu anger. A third statement of Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Tova mardus achas b'liba shel adam yoser mikama malkios. It's more beneficial for a person to experience one moment of being sort of put in his place, of having a sense of hachna'a, a sense of being humbled, more than a whole bunch of punishments and malkios that he could otherwise suffer. It will do more for him in terms of his emotional and spiritual development. Shnemar v'radfa es ma'aveha v'amra elchava shuva elisha rishon ki tovli oz me'ata, that she'll come back to the first husband when she's humbled. Reish Lakish Amar Yosemi Meya Malkios, better than 100 Malkios. Shnemar Tachas Gara B'Mavin Meya Kos Ksil Meya, that a Gara is better on a Maven, just having that moment of being humbled is better for someone who's attuned to it than a fool who's whipped 100 times. V'am Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Yossi, fourth statement Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Shlosh Advarim Bikesh Moshe M'fei HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Nasan Lo. Three things Moshe requested from Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them to him. Bikesh Shetush Hashchin Al Yisrael V'Nasan Lo. He asked for Hashras Hashchin Al Klal Yisrael, he got it. Shneem Arlo B'lechtecha Yimanu Bikesh Shalot Tush Hashchin Al Avdi Chavim V'Nasan Lo. He asked that the idolaters should not have Hashras Hashchin, he got that too. Shneem Rav Neflinu Ani V'Amecha Bikesh Lo Diyo Drach V'Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. He wanted to know the secrets of the ways of Hashem, v'nasano, and he got it. Shneimer odieni nas rachecha. Amar lefanav. What does it mean? He wanted to know the ways of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He said, Ribono shalolam. Mipnei ma yesh tzadik v'tov lo v'yesh tzadik v'ralo yesh rasha v'tov lo v'yesh rasha v'ralo. Why is it that there's tzadik v'ralo rasha v'tov lo rasha v'ralo? So people often misquote this question. They always say that the question is, why is there tzadik v'ralo and rasha v'tov lo? That's not the question. If you were asking, why is it tzaddik v'ralo and rasha v'tovlo? That's actually a pretty simple answer. That Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes will have bad things happen to a tzaddik. To the Gemara Kiddushin tells us, and over here also will mention, to cleanse him of all of his whatever his small averus he did, let him get punished down here, and then it'll go straight in olam haba to the highest place. And the rasha will have tovlo down here in olam hazeh to give him a schar for whatever mitzvahs he did, so it'll go straight to Gehenim and olam haba. That would be a simple answer. The question is that it all seems so random. Sometimes you have a tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddikim are doing great, and sometimes you have a tzaddik v'ralo, sometimes you have a rasha v'ralo, and sometimes you have a rasha v'tovlo. He was bothered by the randomness of it all. So Amalei Moshe, tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik ben tzaddik. Tzaddik v'ralo, tzaddik ben rasha. That the answer number one, or version number one of the answer Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him, is that if you see that a tzaddik v'ralo, it must be that his father was a rasha. A tzaddik v'tovlo, he has zechus avos as well. Rasha v'tovlo, rasha ben tzaddik. If you see a rasha having some positive experiences, it means his father was a tzaddik. Rasha v'ralo, rasha ben rasha. Amr Mar, tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik ben tzaddik, tzaddik v'ralo, tzaddik ben rasha. Eini, is that really true? That always works out? That a tzaddik who's suffering, it's because his father was a rasha? V'aksiv pakod avon avos albanim, that the sins of the fathers are visited upon the children. Uksiv ubanim lo yimsu al avos, that children do not suffer for what their father did. V'raminan kraya adadi, and we ask, that's a stir in the psukim. U'meshaninan, and the way we answer it is, lokasha, ha'kisha ochsin myself v'sim v'yadeim, ha'kshein ochsin myself v'sim v'yadeim. When does a child get punished for what his father did? When he continues in that same path of averos. So his father was a mafioso or something, and he continues the family business. So he's going to get punished for the cumulative effect of what his family has done over generations. But if he's not then he has nothing to do with his father's averos. And Adraba, he ran the other way. So he's not going to suffer for that. Tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik gomur. No, you want to know the real answer? Tzaddik v'tovlo is a tzaddik who is an absolute tzaddik. Tzaddik v'ralo, tzaddik she'enu gamor. He's a tzaddik. He has more zechuyos than averos, but he does have some averos. Rasha v'tovlo, rasha she'enu gamor. Someone who's not pure evil. Rasha v'ralo, rasha gamor. Someone who is pure evil. Upligad Rameir, and this is in disagreement with Rameir. Dam Rameir, shtayim nasan li va'achas l'nasan lo. That two of the three requests Moshe was granted, but the third one he was never granted. That sometimes people are going to suffer even though it doesn't make sense, and sometimes people are going to experience good even though it doesn't make sense. So three possible approaches to what Hashem's answer was when Moshe Rabbeinu was confused by Tzadik V'ralo, Tzadik V'tovlo, Rasha V'ralo, Rasha V'tovlo. Number one, that it's all about who the father was, but the Gemara rejected that. Number two, that it's all about being a Tzadik Gomor versus a Tzadik Shenu Gomor, Rasha Gomor versus Rasha Shenu Gomor. And number three is, he wasn't granted the answer to that question. A person can't know the answer to that question. Ve'yomer lo tuchal lirol says panai. You cannot see my face. So Tanu Mishrei Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha, Kacham le'Kodesh Baruch Hu le'Moshe. The Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe is asking, I want to know Hodieni Nostrachecha. I want to know all of your ways. I want to know all the details about you. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Kishoretzisi le'Retzisa. When I was interested in introducing myself to you, you were shying away. You were running the other way. Akshav Shatar Rotzeh, Eini Rotzeh. Now you have like in Shiduchim like this, Lahavdil sometimes, right? When she's ready to go out, so he's not ready. When he's so now that you want, I'm not interested. And that's talking about the by the Sneh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Moshe by the Sneh. Moshe is shying away. He's turning his face away. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I tried to introduce myself and you were turning away. Now you want to come and meet me face to face? No, thank you. I'm not interested right now. But this is against what Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani says. Because Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yonasan, has a much more positive spin on Moshe's behavior at the Sneh. That it wasn't something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at him for or paid him back for later in a negative way. In schar of three hanhagos that Moshe Rabbeinu had at the Sneh, he was zochet to three particular positive things. B'schar vayaster Moshe panav, because he hid his face, zochet l'klaster panim. He was zochet to the gleam, the shine that his face had. Ki karan or panav. The Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu are karnei ahod, that his face shone. So that was a positive thing that came out from the fact that he was betznius at the time of the Sneh. Bischar ki yarei, when the schar, that the reason he didn't look was ki yarei, he was fearful to do so. Zachal leviru migeshes elav, when it was karan harpanav, people were afraid to get close to him. They never seen anything like it. Moshe Rabbeinu had to wear a veil because people were afraid to get close to the shine from his face. Bischar mehabit, in the schar that the pasuk says that he didn't want to look by the Sneh, zachal tumunas Hashem yabit. He was zochet to Tzmunas Hashem Yabit. Vasirosi is kapi v'risa sacharai, but you can see behind me, Amar b'chana barbizna, Amar b'shem chasidim, Lamit shar kodesh baruch l'Moshe, kesher shel tefillin. What Hashem showed to Moshe Rabbeinu is the kesher shel tefillin. So you see that kodesh baruch hu, again, two dapim in a row, a reference to the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yesterday we discussed the tefillin, what's written in the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We identified six parshios and showed how you double up two of them, so it's actually four parshios, but primarily the theme is, Mikam Israel, and now we're told that Moshe Rabbeinu got to see the kesher on the back of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's tefillin. Then the final statement of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, called Dibur V'Dibur Shiyatsim Pi Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Tova, Afilu Al Tanai Lo Chazerbo. Anything that Hashem promises for the good, even if He makes it conditional, it remains absolute. He doesn't change His mind. Minolan, how do I know that? Mi Moshe Rabbeinu Shnemar Harf Mimeni Vashmidaim. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry at Klal Yisrael, He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, leave me alone, I'm going to destroy all of them, but don't worry, I'm going to make you into a great nation, meaning we're going to start over again, and you and your progeny are going to be this great nation. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu then continued to daven and was mevatel the terrible gzeir against Klal Yisrael, but nevertheless, the positive part that Moshe's own children became this massive nation, that actually came true. Shnemar b'nei Moshe Gershom v'Eliezer, v'yu b'nei Eliezer Rechavya Harosh, u'b'nei Rechavya Ravu L'mayla. Rechavya was one of Moshe's grandsons, and he had this humongous family that became as large as the rest of Klal Yisrael. That they were so plentiful. So v'tani Rav Yosef L'mayla. What does it mean the L'mayla? L'mayla Mishishim Ribo. Asi Raviya Raviya Ksiv Hacha Ravu L'mayla. Ksiv Hasu B'nei Yisrael Paru V'Yishrutzu V'Yirbu. In Mitzrayim, we're told Vayirbo, and we know that we came out Shishim Rebo. We came out 600,000 strong. So Moshe Rabbeinu's descendants were over 600,000 people, and that was the fulfillment of that bracha, even though though it was only Al Tanai that Hashem was going to destroy the rest of Klal Yisrael. Now in Amud Beis we have 8 statements of Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Shum Menichai. Let's see how many we can get through. Amud Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Shum Menichai. Miyom Shabar Kodesh Baruch Hu Asolam Lahoya Adam Shkor LaKodesh Baruch Hu Adon Ad Shaba Avraham Avinu. That from the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was no one that called him Adon until Avraham Avinu came along, Vakaro Adon, and referred to Hashem as an Adon. Shenemar Vayomar Adoni Bame'ed HaKi Irashena. That he called Hashem Adon, and he said, how do I know that I will Yarshin you? Right? That I will Yarshin Eretz Yisrael. So it's not Adoni, it's a Shem Hashem. But he says Hashem with the shame of Adnus. How do I know that I'm gonna inherit Eretz Yisrael. Amarav, af Daniel onena el b'shvil Avram. Even Daniel was only answered in the zchus of Avram Avinu. Shneamar va'ata shema elokeinu al tfilas avdecha ve'al tachnunav ve'or ponecha al mekdashcha hashamim l'man Hashem. L'man cha mi ba'ilei. It should have said l'man cha el l'man Avram shekrocha adon. He's saying it's l'man Avram Avinu who referred to you with the shame of Adonos. That's the reference to Adon. Va'amarav Yochum v'shul Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, a second statement of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Minayin Shem Naratzin Lo Lodem Shas Kaiso. Again, going back to that, how do I know that you shouldn't try to calm a person down when he's angry, that you have to reason with him after he's had some time to calm himself down? Shnei Rapana Yelechu Vanichosilach. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, a third statement, Miyom Shavar Kodesh Baruch HaSolomo, Lo Haya Adam Shahode La Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ad Shabas Aleya Vahodaso. That no one truly thanked HaKodesh Baruch Hu until Leah came along and thanked Hashem. Shemar hapam oda es Hashem. That said, this time I'm going to be moda Hashem. Says Rashi, lufi sharasa baruch hakodesh Yaakov mamet 12 shvatim velo 4 nashim. She knew Yaakov was supposed to have 12 shvatim, and he had 4 wives. So kivin shielda ben revi'i, when she had her 4th son Yehuda, hadis al chelka shaliyosim nachesh ben amagiela. Based on by rights, she should have only had 3. Each of them should have only had 3. So true hoda'a comes when a person has a sense that they got more than they deserved. So that's how Rashi understands what the Gemara is saying. No one ever thanked Hashem. No, it could be that everyone, that all the, you know, with Noach and Adam and Avram and Yitzchak and no one ever thanked Hashem. It could be that they did, but they thanked Hashem for what they essentially deserved to get anyway. That Leah understood this is something that she didn't deserve to have, and therefore there was this overwhelming sense of Hoda'ah because she had a sense that she didn't deserve it. Reuven, Amra Blazer, where does the name Reuven come from? So Blazer explains, Amra Leah, Reu, ma bein bini leben chami. Look at the difference between my son and my father-in-law's oldest son, meaning Esav. Di'ilu ben chami afagav demidaiti zavnei lebchirusei. My father-in-law's son, meaning my brother-in-law Esav, that even though he willingly sold his bechora, d'chsiv ayimacher es bechora sol Yaakov chazum aksiv bei ve'istem Esav es Yaakov v'ksiv v'yomer achi koreshmo Yaakov v'yakveni zeh pamein. He had all sorts of tainas in Yaakov. How could Yaakov steal my bechora? He didn't steal it. You sold it to him. V'ilu bini and my son afagav dal korche shakle. Even though it was taken right out from under him. My son didn't sell his Bechor. Reuven didn't sell it. Yosef just took it away from him. Because of Reuven switching around the beds, that's why the Bechor was given to Yosef. Nevertheless, he wasn't jealous of Yosef, and he acted toward him like a brother. Who's the one to save Yosef when he otherwise would have been left there to die? It was Reuven. Reuven's the one to go out of his way to sell Yosef. He had no reason to want to save Yosef. Adrabah, he had every reason to want to see Yosef die because he was the one that otherwise would have been the Bechor. So that's the drasha of the name of Reuven. Maritz Chayes points out it's a nice drasha, but the Chumash already tells us why Reuven was given the name Reuven, and it's not this. This is not the reason given in Chumash. It's Mefurish B'Torah Tamacher. He says, Ki ra'a Hashem ba'anyi, that Hashem saw that Leah was snua, and that's what Reuven was named after. So he says, yeah, but sometimes on certain names of the Shvatim, you'll find multiple reasons, even in the Torah itself, for different names. By Yosef, there are 2 different reasons given in the Torah itself, and that just opens the door to us to tell us that since these names are given per Ruach HaKodesh, there are multiple layers of meaning of the names that are given to the Shvatim. Rus, my Rus, what is the name Rus allude to? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zachs of Yassim Menah David, Shevala Kadosh Baruch Hu b'shiros v'sushbachos, that she was zochet to have David emanate from her, and David was the one that serenaded Hakadosh Baruch Hu with songs and praises. Minalan d'shma garim, and where do we find that a name is so meaningful? Amar b'lazer d'amar kral luchu chazu mufalos Hashem asher sam shamos ba'aretz. Shamos means a devastation, but al tikri shamos ela shemos. That shemos, that names mean something. When there is quarreling, fighting in a person's home, that's more painful than milchemes gog u'magog. Shemar mizra l'david b'varchum b'nei avshalom b'no uksiv basrei Hashem rabu tzarei rabim kamim alai. So when it comes to describing avshalom and the trouble that David had to deal with in his own home, it's my rabu tzarei rabim kamim alai v'ilgav milchemes gog u'magog. But when discussing milchemes gog u'magog, uksiv lama rik shugayim l'umim yagu rik v'ilu my rabu tzarei lo uksiv. You don't find that same desperation of marabu tzarei, that same expression that you have when he describes fighting in his own home. Mizmar l'David baruch hu b'nei Avshalom. David wrote a mizmar in running away from Avshalom b'no. So mizmar l'David, kina l'David mibayilei. Why does it say a mizmar l'David? It should have been a kina l'David, a lament. How terrible it is that he has to run away from his own son. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Avi Shalom. It can't be a coincidence. Mashal ma'adav adoma la'adam shiyatzal av shtar chov kodem shapra'o. It's like a person who has a shtar chov that comes out before he pays it. Hayatzev. He said, because he has it looming over his head. He knows he's got this massive debt that at some point they're going to come knocking at the door. La'achar shapro, once he pays it back, even though he may be wiped clean, he has no money left, but in a certain sense, sameach, he's happy because at least now he doesn't have that debt that's looming over his head. Safkein David, kivin sham la'kodesh baruch hu nin mekem alecha ra mi besecha, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, look, this is going to happen. There's going to be ra'a that comes to you from your own home. Hayatzev. So he was so sad. Every time he'd look at anybody, he would have to be suspicious. Maybe that's where it's going to come from. Maybe that's where it's going to come from. Amar Shema Evid or Mamzer who delochayis alai. And who knows? Maybe it's going to be some Evid, some Mamzer, someone who does the dishes in the kitchen or something. And he's not going to have no Rachmanis on me. And maybe I didn't say good morning to him one day. And he's going to, you know, and he's going to take it all out. So Kivan the Chazad of Shalom, we saw it was his own son that it came from. Samach, it made him a little bit happier because ultimately there is some deep love there at somewhere. So Mishum Hachi Amar Mizmar. That's why he said Mizmar. A person is allowed to taunt Rishayim in this world. Shemar Ozvei Torah Yahalu Rasha V'Shomrei Torah Yiskarubam. Tani Nami Hachi. Rabbi Tzai Bar Masan Omer Mutul Iskaros Barashom Ba'olam Hazeh. One is allowed to taunt Rishayim in this world. Shemar Ozvei Torah Yahalu Rasha. And if someone says, but the pasuk seems to indicate that you're not supposed to be taunting Rishayim, and Marlo, you should respond to him, Misha Libo Nokfo Omer Kain. That's a Yetzer Hara talking. That's someone who's trying to convince himself of something. That pasuk means don't be a Rasha. It doesn't mean don't argue with or taunt a Rasha. Va'omer, Al Yikani Libcha B'chataim Kim V'yiras Hashem, Kolayom, that a person should be engaged in Yiras Hashem all day. So, Eini, Frakti Gemara, really? Are we allowed to taunt Rishayim? V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Marisa Rasha, Shasham, Isacheches Lo. Didn't Rabbi Yitzchak teach us that if you see that a Rasha is going through a good streak, Al Tiskarabo, don't taunt him. Shinemar Yichil D'Racha B'chaleis, V'lo Od, El Shazoch B'din. And you should realize that if you start up with him, it's very likely that he's going to be Zoch B'din. Shinemar Mar Mishpatech Minegdo, V'lo Od, El Sharo B'tzarev, Shinemar Kol Tzarev. And he's going to see your downfall. It's going to be very bad if you start up with Rishayim. So lo kasha, it's not a stira. Habi mili today, habi mili d'shemaya. If it's a personal matter, so don't go around taunting Rishayim. But if it's to defend the honor of Shemayim, so that you can go and taunt the Rasha. Viva yisema, hava habi mili d'shemaya. Or maybe they're both talking about mili d'shemaya. But lo kasha, habi Rasha shasham misachekes lo, habi Rasha shein hasham misachekes lo. A person should have a feel for the moment, and you should sense that if this is a moment where he is experiencing something positive, so wait till he's down a little bit, and that's when you should get him. But when he's on a high, you're likely not going to be able to overpower him. Or maybe they're both talking about a Russia that's on a good streak. Or Gamur. It's not dependent on the Rasha, it's dependent on who you are. If you're a Tzadik Gamur, then yes, you could start up with Rishon. But if you're not a Tzadik Gamur, then don't play with fire. Don't mess with Rishon. You don't know what kind of Zuchus he has or you don't have that leaves you vulnerable. So, but if a person is a Tzadik Gamur, where he has no vulnerabilities on a spiritual level, then he doesn't have to worry about starting up with Rishon. It's similar to the idea of Altei Birchas Hedyot Kala Beinach that we discussed in Amud Aleph. Why is it that a Birchas Hedyot is meaningful? Because even if the person is on a lower level overall, you don't know what zechus the person might have. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein explains in the Tshuva, where Rav Moshe explains why he gives brachos to people. He said, I used to say that when people ask me for brachos, I used to tell them, no, I'm not, just because I'm a Rosh Yeshiva, it's just my job, so you think I'm special. I'm really not special. There's no reason to ask me for brachos. He said, but then it backfired. Everyone just started saying, oh, what an anav he is. So it didn't help, so I have to give brachos. And anyway, it's mutter for me to give brachos, because a birchas hedyot means something also. And you never know, I may have some zuchus that might be meaningful. He might have, who knows? He might have. Right? Of course he did. Dam Rav Huna, my dechsiv, lama tabit bogdim, tachrish bevila rosha tzadik, men of chi rosha balea tzadik, is a rosha balea tzadik, va ksiv Hashem lo yazenu biyado, uksiv lo yuna le tzadik kolaven, el tzadik mi menu balea, tzadik gomreinu balea. A rosha can overpower someone who's more righteous than he, but not someone who's a tzadik gomor. Viva yisei, or maybe when the Russia is experiencing this positive wave, then it's a different story. Someone's kaveh makom l'tfilaso, his enemies will fall under him. Shenemar v'samti makom la'ami yisol and tatev v'shachin taktav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yisifu b'nei avlo l'anoso kasher b'rishona. Rav Huna Rami, Rav Huna asks a stira, k'siv la'anoso u'k'siv l'chaloso b'tchilu la'anoso l'bsof l'chaloso. First to cause suffering, but then ultimately to wipe them out entirely. Statement number 7: Gedola shimushu shel Torah yoser milimuda. Being mishamish Torah is even more important than learning Torah. Shnemar po Elisha ben Shafat asher yotzak mayim al yedei Elio. That Elisha was yotzak mayim, poured water on the hands of Elio. Lama lo neemar? It doesn't highlight how Elisha learned from Eliyahu. El yotzak melamit she gedola shimushu yoser milimuda. You see from there that Shimush from Milcham is even greater than learning from the Talmud Chacham. Maritz Chayis writes, what does it mean? You go pick up the Talmud Chacham's dry cleaning, and that's a greater than sitting in the shir? He says, no, Shimush from Milcham is that which you learn through action, that you see the way he does his Netilas Yadayim, you see the way he's knowing, and you learn from that, and when you have a live picture of the learning, that's a much more valuable learning. So Rav Shachter once yelled at me, I picked him up from the airport once, and he said, what are you doing this for? You should. I said, Gadol Shimushi Yosem Milimuda. He said, because it was supposed to be a Talmud. He wasn't expecting a 42-year-old Talmud to pick him up. So he was like an 18-year-old. So I said, Gadol Shimushi Yosem Milimuda. He said, that's not what it means. You know that's not what it means. It doesn't mean you go pick up my dry cleaning and that's Shimush Talmud Chacham. Shimush Talmud Chacham means you learn from the Hanagos. So I would just say that how are you going to learn from a Hanagos unless you spend time together? So you have him captive in a car for an hour. You can learn from a lot of Hanagos. Okay. Yeah.